This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Well, you know, we serve a good God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful and grateful tonight. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand, just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, we are ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living, to be on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. We are ever so grateful and thankful as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead God, direct and ordain our footsteps here today. Oh, precious Father, we just bind up any technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Hide us behind Calvary's cross, anoint our lips of clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor here this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, I'm ever so grateful and thankful here today for having this opportunity to bring forth thy word in spirit and in truth. And we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, this is Apostle W. Tebow and Prophetess Tebow coming to you today. That name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like for you to open it up to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. And also, we're going to be going to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 12 and 13. Ecclesiastes 9, verses 11 and 12. And then we'll go to Matthew, chapter 24, verses 12 and 13.
Good evening, good evening. God bless you. We'll be reading to you the first scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, beginning with verse 11, and it reads, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Verse 12, for man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare. So are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. That was Ecclesiastes 9, 11 and 12. In Matthew 24, verses 12 and 13, and it reads, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Let me read that to you again, Matthew 24, 12 and 13. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. I read to your hearing Matthew 24. 12 and 13, and Ecclesiastes 9, 11 and 12. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, 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 and amen. When we're talking about iniquity, we're talking about lawlessness. And as we can see all around us in these days that we are living in, amen, there is lawlessness all over that's taking place. Prophetess Chibo, you know, people these days that we are living in, they will applaud unrighteousness quicker than they will righteousness. People of God, we are being to the place where they want us to compromise on our stand that we take for the Lord. But I stop by to ask you and to give you something to consider. How committed are you to finish what you have started? How committed are you to finish what you started? This is something that we must ponder. We must take into consideration as believers of Christ. Because again, it's easy to go with the crowd, but it doesn't really mean if the crowd is standing for unrighteousness, we don't have to get along in order to, go along in order to get along. No, we have to take a stand for what we believe in as a follower of Christ. So how committed are you to finish what you have started as a born-again believer for the things of God? Yes, the line has been drawn. Question is, which side will you stand on? Will you stand for righteousness? Because the Bible says, he that don't do good and don't do it, sin. So all unrighteousness in the eyes of God is sin. So how committed are you to finish what you started? Like a race, my friend, brothers and sisters in Christ, like a race, our lives has a precise beginning time and a distinct ending period. And like it or not, we are all in a race from the time of birth to the time of death. Here the Apostle Paul reminds us that in Hebrew 12 verses 1 and 2, it says, wherefore, since we also are surrounded about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily ensnare us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So again, the question may be asked, how committed are you to finish what you started as a born-again believer in Christ? We said it in the scripture that was shared, that we must endure all the way to the end, according to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 12 and 13. Yes, so one of the biggest challenges in running this race is to stay focused and to stay motivated. Sometimes, brothers and sisters in Christ, the truth be told, we sometimes get off focus. Sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we have to be motivated. Sometimes we have to be pumped up. That's why it's so important to be associated with like-minded people of like faith. Because we serve one Lord. Hallelujah. One baptism. One faith. We serve a Lord, and his name is Jesus. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I said it earlier in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He is our set example. in our life. Hallelujah. That our life should be an example for our life. That we may look, that we can't stop. We must keep running. Keep going for righteousness' sake. Keep going all the way to the end. Endurance, pursuing, persevering in the things of God. So how committed are you to finish what you started? You see, prophetess people, all those that are listening in, and those that will be listening later, everyone in this race of life run for different reasons. Some people run just to keep, just to look good while they are running the race. Some people run this race to stay in shape. Some people run this race as a hobby, while others run this race for the sense of accomplishment that comes when they finish the race of life, the race of faith. Because you see, to be a believer, to be a Christian, be Christ-like, it takes faith. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we got to understand this, that all this faith pleases God, according to Hebrews 11 and 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Brothers and sisters of Christ, people of God, one of the most dangerous things we can do as Christians is to be in this way and not be committed all the way to the end. Yes, truly, times will get hard. Yes, persecution will come. Because the Bible says so. All those that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. As a believer in Christ, as a child of God, we may not be popular. Our names may not be in neon lights. But as long as we have confidence of knowing that if God be for us, who can be against us? God never promises. Prophet Chibo, he never did promise a bed of roses. But he did promise us one thing. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Again, here in the book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon wrote, saying, I am looking around and notice that this race of life, this race of faith, this race called life, is pretty pointless. Because no matter how fast you are, there is no guarantee you will win the battle. Because stuff just happens. Life has a whole lot of ups and a whole lot of downs. And we heard this before, that bad things happen to good people. And good things seems to happen to bad people. Life is, sometimes it seems that it's unfair. And people get the mindset, even believers. Sometimes we want to enjoy the day and don't worry about tomorrow. So whatever will be, will be. These are not the words of someone with the mentality of a marathoner. You know, a person that is a runner in the natural, trains for long distance, for the marathon, is not a 100-yard dash. No, it's a race. A person, first of all, has their mind made up to run, but they must train for long distance. They must train for endurance, for perseverance. And that's what we have to understand as a child of God, that we in this all the way to the end. So how committed are you to finish what you started? You see, a quitter never, hallelujah, praise the Lord. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. So we have to make up our mind on which one we want to be. Yes, you know, it's easy to come to Christ. It's easy to make a confession of faith. It's easy to make a belief. But when the rubber meets the road, when times get hard, when the devil started getting busy, hallelujah, and things look like it's not going your way, it's not time to quit. No, it's time to get in the trenches, put on the whole armor of God, and fight the good fight of faith. Here, King Solomon, unfortunately, we read in the scriptures, where King Solomon's race ended, and he didn't finish all that well. Because you see, in 1 Kings chapter 11 and verses 4, it says, "For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives," you know, Solomon had a bunch of wives. I think it was, hallelujah, it was like 700 wives and 300 concubines, about 1,000, if I'm not mistaken, that his wives turned away his heart after other small gods, small d gods, with this. And his heart was not at peace with the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. You see, people of God, at some point, everyone's race of life will end. But always remember this, that there is a big difference between finishing the race and just giving up. Oh, yes, it is. You see, when you have a made up mind, when you are committed to finish, regardless of what the obstacles, regardless about what is the setback, you're still in the race. As long as you are focused to get to the finishing line, how committed are you to finish what you started? You see, frustration can distract you from your commitment to finish. So keep in mind that the stakes are high. If you give up, you forfeit your prize. Yes, you got to run in order to obtain the prize of the high calling of Jesus, Christ Jesus, in your life. See, the Bible says, Jesus says in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62, that no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. No man, having put his hand to the plow, the gospel plow, the word, the good news being shared with people, and looking back, is not fit for the kingdom of God. So God is looking for commitment all the way to the end. A full commitment on our part. We were saved for a reason. We were saved to sit on our, not to sit on our most holy and down, but to go out in the highways and the byways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, if we endure all the way to the end, then we can say like Paul, if we finish, then we can say like the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. This was Paul's testimony. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, my personal race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearance. So, people of God, let's have the mentality of a marathoner. Stay in focus on getting to that finishing line, keeping a vision all the way to the end, to cross the finishing line for the glory of God. Yes, how committed are you to finish with God, to finish what you started? Hallelujah.
pardon me.
Yeah.
He's the one that set the cat free.
Oh, set the cat free, cat free.
My Jesus is a joy to me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to him. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Indeed, we are coming to almost the end of another year. Isn't it a blessing to know that God, you know, the prayers that you haven't been answered yet, the requests that have that, hallelujah, that you have prayed about and waiting on God to move in your behalf. Listen, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. Hallelujah. Just keep your hand in the master's hand. And God in his timing. Hallelujah. You know your situation is subject to change at any moment. All you got to do is keep the faith. Keep the faith. Endure the race of life. Endure the fact. Hallelujah. Don't be weary in well-doing. Because the book of Galatians let us know, don't be weary in well-doing, because if we faint not in due season, we shall receive the promises of God, because the promise of God is in him, is yea, and in him is amen. So God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we are talking about how committed are you to finish what you started for the glory of God. Brothers and sisters of Christ, it can be a challenge for us as finite, limited human beings living in 24-hour days to understand from an eternal perspective that life under the sun, with all its ups and downs, which is just a fleeting moment, and whether you are rich or poor, everybody is trying to use their moment to live a life that is successful or leaving some type of impression on this world. Because one day we will pass away. We will die. Because the Bible says so. It's appointed to man once to die and then to judgment. Yes, if you live on this earth long enough before Jesus come back, we will go to the grave. The grave is awaiting us. Hallelujah. So we got to understand on how important it is that what we'll do for God on this side of glory will go with us. Hallelujah. So that's why we got to get busy. We can't wait no longer. Because time is wrapping up. It's passing faster than what we think it is. This earth is decaying on a daily basis. Even the earth crying out for the sons of God to be manifested. So we are trying to give our lives some value and make it more than just a vapor. You see, in the book of James chapter 4 and verse 14, they say, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. This is very true. Because in our lifetime, we have all experienced death. Death of a loved one, friends. Hallelujah. So God's word is true. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall endure forever and ever. So we as believers of Christ, we got to be about our Father's business. We can't wait just until Sunday morning, our midweek service. We have to live a lifestyle that is pleasing in God's eyesight 24/7. A lifestyle that, hallelujah, that we let our light, the light of Jesus, the light shine in our lives that when we go in darkness, it will, hallelujah, expose the kingdom of darkness and give us an opportunity to witness and tell others about Jesus, the good news, the gospel. Yes, how committed are you to finish what you have started for the Lord? You see, a life with value is a good thing. There are people who have given their lives amazing values by dedicating themselves to a particular cause that transformed our world. Yes, let me give you an example. Think about the life of Nelson Mandela, one man who changed a nation and changed the world. He taught us that the true value of freedom and equality, things he was easily willing to spend 27 years in a South African jail for. Because of what he believed in, he stood up and became an example for what he believed in. Change a nation caught the world's attention. Yes, he was an SS to humanity. Also, we think about the people like Edith Winsper, who challenged the Supreme Court to overturn the Defense of Marriage Act so that legal marriages in states like ours can be recognized by the federal government. They were satisfied because they did not measure their success by the world standard. But they stayed committed all the way to the end. They had what you can call an eternal perspective, an eternal outlook. That is the key to overcoming all the obstacles that comes up in life, in this race of life. It is having the mentality, again, of a marathoner. So again, how committed are you to finishing what you started? The key is for us to stay focused on the eternal, the benefits that we'll have if we endure all the way to the end. Living for God, living for Jesus. Yes, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, one of the things that the enemy used is to make you believe that you are not satisfied with the things of God. Because you see, this satisfaction is the enemy of commitment. And God wants your full commitment to Him. When you are dissatisfied, you become envious of what others have. The problem is, when you are dissatisfied, you start to abandon what you have committed to, and you try to find something better somewhere else. Well, I stop by to let you know, only what you do for God will last. That void in your life, only God can fulfill it. Only Jesus and the Holy Spirit that agree as one. When you have abandoned the path that God set you on, you have desired God's will for your life, And you made the assumption that what somebody else has is better. That's why we can't be the comparison game, because it's not our place. God is the one that does the judging. The Bible says, judge not, because the same measure that we judge with will be measured back to us again. So God wants you to be committed, not just at the start, not just in between, but committed all the way to the end. See, the Apostle Paul left us an example of how God could take a sinner, call them into the ministry, and he became one of the greatest apostles, wrote most of the New Testament. But here Paul gives us his testimony of saying that he hasn't arrived yet. Here in Philippians 3, verses 3, chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, Paul is telling the Philippians, he's telling the church, as well as us today. Here Paul is saying, I count not myself to have apprehended, to have arrived, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. I would say this to every believer of Christ tonight, even in 2019. But there's one thing we must do, is forgetting those things which are behind. In other words, let go of the past. The past is gone. There's nothing that we can add to it to make it better. When we gave our life to Christ, the past, our past sins, our past shortcomings, he has placed in the sea of forgiveness, never to be brought up anymore. Sometimes you'll cross people's path that knew you from long ago, that the enemy will try to use to remind you of your past. But I stop by to let you know you are forgiven. You have been washed with the blood of the Lamb. We start now in the present. We are pushing toward to the future. In other words, stay on course. Stay focused. Put the world behind you and the cross before you, and keep running your race to the best of your ability with God's help and his grace. He will help you. He will give you the grace to endure all the way to the end. And here Paul is saying also, and reaching forth unto those things which are before you. Here Paul says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So most of us will agree, as born again believers, that living the Christian life can be difficult, especially in today's society and rapid change in culture. You see, we are continuously challenged to compromise our faith for the sake of cooperation. But again, your mind has to be made up. Your heart has to be fixed. As we look around, for example, the church assembly that we may attend, we will see that church membership are declining at an alarming rate. Baptisms are down. And many people have no desire to attend church as usual. So it is so easy to become discouraged while dealing with these circumstances. But again, we have to, like David said, encourage ourselves in the Lord. So how committed are you to finish what you start? In order for you and I, as believers of Christ, to reach our full and highest potential, we have to stay committed. We have to stay focused on where we are going. Have the eternal perspective, not looking down to the world, but looking up to where cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Yes, you have to have, again, a made up mind that you are in it to win it. You are in this for the long haul. God rewards constant, consistent, faithful, committed people. You see, committed people will outlast the difficulties, the obstacle that comes their way. Committed people will reach the fullness of their potential in their destiny. Really committed, real commitment for a child of God do not have an on and off switch. It is not a Sunday thing only. It's a 24-hour a day, 7 days a week, 366 days a year, a year. Without no vacation or off day. Yes, you are the same person on Monday through Saturday as you are on Sunday. That's why we can't have one foot in the church and another foot in the world. So how committed are you to finish what you started? If you are really committed to God, it will show. And others will see the fruit of your commitment. See, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, it says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. Believers of Christ, remember this, that the devil doesn't want you to be a fully committed Christian. And if you are not, but in hand, with the enemy, with the devil, you are probably going in the same direction as he is. I'm going to say it again. This is a wake-up call for all believers of Christ. Believers of Christ, remember this, if nothing else, from this teaching tonight, that the devil doesn't want you to be a fully committed Christian. And if you are not butting head with him, with the devil, the one that comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly, according to John 10:10. If you are not butting head with the devil, you are probably going in the same direction as he is. So we must watch our life and doctrine very closely. We must stay on course. You are not just running a race, this race. You are for a crown. You are running this race to find true meaning and purpose. Once this life is over, once we die and gone, we are dead and gone, it is over. All you can take with you is your good deed and what you did for the Lord. 2 Chronicles 16 and 9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him." So remember, your commitment reveals your values. It shapes your life. It determines your destiny. So give yourself totally and complete to God, every part of you. Become a tool in the hands of God to be used for his good purpose and glory. God blesses the committed. Are you committed to finish what you started? Precious Father, we are thankful and grateful for this teaching tonight. We are thankful and grateful because you made it possible for us to bring it forth through the use of the internet. We are thankful that we were able to teach locally and reach others globally throughout the world. We are thankful and grateful for your word, because your word will not return to you void. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but thy word shall not pass away. We are thankful, Father God, for your hand being upon our lives. As we commit ourselves totally and complete to you, help us, Lord, to overcome. Help us, Lord, on every leaning side. Help us, Lord, to build us up in the faith. Take us from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you because you are a good God. I thank you because you're a God that sits high and looks low. You're a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful tonight. Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to touch each and every one that are listening in tonight. Touch those that will be listening in later. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, rest on the Word of God. Thank you for the leadership of your Holy Spirit, for touching lives, for touching people's lives in a mighty way. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. Father, we thank you because your word says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Save souls, Lord. Make them whole. Extend grace and mercy upon our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, upon those that once knew you. Turn that back on you. Have mercy tonight. Have mercy, Lord. Give them a second chance. Let them come back and repent in your eyesight at the foot of the cross. Let them be sincere about their sins that they have committed and ask you to forgive them. Cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Because the word says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we are grateful tonight. We are thankful this night. Thank you, Lord. Before this year come sin in. Let a harvest of souls come to you like never before. Let a revival be birthed forth in this nation that we are living in, this United States of America. Have mercy. You said in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which is called by my name, will just humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. And indeed, this nation of ours that we are living in needs a healing. We need to repent individually as well as collectively. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we claim souls. In the name of Jesus, let us all repent. In the name of Jesus, let strongholds be broken from this day forward. In Jesus' name, we pray. We are grateful and we are thankful because, Father God, we still here. We still have a chance. As long as we got breath in our veins, as long as the blood is running warm in our veins, let us not take time for granted. Let us be in a hurry, because we never know when our name is called, when our number is pulled, and you ready to pluck us out of here. We never know the time. We never know, because only you know. Help us, Lord, in areas where we are weak. Forgive us. Build us up in the faith. As the word said in Isaiah 40:31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Thank you, Father God, for extending grace, mercy, and love from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, we just thank God for the opportunity. This night, we are grateful and thankful because you alone are worthy to our words of precious God from this day forward. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Are you prepared? How committed are you to finish what you started? How committed are you? Wonderful topic, wonderful words for thought to prepare us for tomorrow or the hereafter, I should say, our new life, like our eternal life. If you have comments, questions, topics that you'd like to be discussed, that would like to make donations for the furtherance of this ministry, we invite you to comment or send your comments by writing us, Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, care of Apostle Dudley Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We welcome all comments, questions, topics to be discussed. We hope that you have a wonderful weekend, that you spend time with those you love, that if you're in a place where you need strength and prayer, that you pray and get with someone who's stronger than you to help you get through whatever you're going through. Just know that we love you, God loves you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Have a great weekend, and we look forward to your being with us on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, if the Lord allows. Be blessed. Have a great weekend.